This is Pastor Rick's Daily Hope, the audio broadcast ministry of Pastor Rick Warren. Today we continue with our series called Time to Dream, Trusting God to Open Doors. In this series, Pastor Rick looks into the Bible and shows how God provides each of us with great opportunities when we trust and follow Him. In a few minutes, we're going to let you know how you can get Pastor Rick's brand new DVD Bible study called Time to Dream, Open Doors to Your Future. It's perfect for your personal Bible study time or with your small group. Find out more by going to PastorRick.com or by texting the word DAILY to 800-600-5004 while you listen to today's message. Right now, here's Pastor Rick Warren with part one of a message called Living God's Dream Despite Past Poor Decisions.
God's dream for your life is always, always bigger than your dream for your life. And the Bible says God can do far more than you think or ask or imagine or even dream of. God's dream for your life is bigger than your dream for your life. That's why you need to discover it. That's why you need to develop it. But I want to pause before we go into the actual steps of discovering God's dream for your life and talk to you this week about the biggest barrier that will keep you from God's dream. The number one barrier to your future is your past. It's your past. Because we tend to perpetrate the past. Now, your past is past. It's over. It's done with. But a lot of people still try to live in the past. You can't live in the past. It's over. It's done with. But you can live in the present, and you can prepare and dream for the future. So this weekend, I want us to look at living God's dream despite poor past decisions. Because I meet people all the time and go, well, I think maybe I had my chance, but I've missed God's dream. I'm now on plan B or C or D or E. And I don't know, I don't deserve to have God's dream because I so messed up so much of my past. I don't even know if I should dream. Well, you're dead wrong. But I'm glad you came this weekend because we're going to look at how to live God's dream despite past poor decisions. Now, the one reason we know that God's word is God's word, that the Bible's God's word, is it always tells us the truth, even when we don't like to hear it. It tells us the truth. And the first verse there on your outline, James chapter 3, verse 2, says this: we all stumble in many ways. Everybody agree with that verse? Yeah, we're all in the same boat. Okay, we all, I looked up that word all, it means all. Okay, we all stumble, we mess up, we screw up, we make mistakes, we sin, we have problems, we hurt other people, we hurt ourselves. We all stumble in many, many ways. This is one of the most obvious truths of the universe. I mean, I've never met anybody in all my years who's claimed to be perfect, that they've never stumbled. No, we've all messed up in many ways. Just a couple other verses on the screen, Ecclesiastes 7:20. There's not a single person in all the earth who's always good and never sins. That includes me, it includes you, it includes the Pope, it includes everybody. There's not a person on earth who always does what's right, always does what's good, and never does what's wrong. The Bible says it like this in Romans 3:23. Yeah, all of us, again, there's that word, all of us have sinned. Everyone falls short of God's glorious ideal. Now, another way to say that verse is all of us have sinned and all of us fall short of God's original dream for our lives. Okay, we've all fallen short of God's original dream for our lives. Does that mean that that dream is now on hold? No, it does not. It does not. We all fall short of the glorious ideal. We don't hit perfection. We don't get what God has dreamed for us. But this is why Jesus came to earth. He said this on the screen, Luke 19:10. I came, Jesus said, to save and restore what was lost. What's lost when we make poor choices? We lose our vision. We lose our dignity. We can lose our identity. We can lose our confidence. We can lose our joy. We can lose our peace of mind. We can lose our plans and dreams and hopes. A lot of stuff's lost from our poor decisions. But the whole reason Jesus came to earth, he said, I came to recover and to restore that which is lost. And part of what Jesus came to restore is God's original dream for you. He hadn't moved on to plan B in your life. He still has plan A in your life. He still has his original dream for why he made you, regardless of what's happened in your life, what other people have done to you, or what other people have done against you, or what you have done to yourself, or all the poor decisions that other people or you made. How do you live God's dream despite past poor decisions? Well, I want us this weekend to look at the steps, because the Bible gives us a very clear pathway on how to get back on track, to how to get back to God's original dream, even if you haven't been there for 50 years. How do you get back? It's never too late to get back on track with the original plan God had for your life. He hasn't shelved it. It's still in force in your life. So what are the steps to recovering God's original dream for my life, even though I may have not even known about it until now? Well, there are six steps. I want you to write these down. Here's number one. The first step in recovering God's dream for my life is to honestly accept responsibility for my poor choices. That's where we start. I own up and say, I honestly accept the responsibility for all the dumb choices I've made in life. Nobody forced you to make the choices that you made. You chose to make them, and I've chosen to make. And the Bible says we've all stumbled in many ways. We've all made poor choices. Now, what this means when I don't accuse others and I don't excuse myself, which is what we typically do, we accuse and excuse. Since Adam and Eve, God's people and everybody has had this accusing, excusing. We excuse ourselves, well, and we accuse others. We blame others. You've heard me say many times, you spell blame, be lame.
You're listening to Pastor Rick's Daily Hope. Rick will be back in just a moment with the rest of today's lesson. You can sign up for Pastor Rick's free email devotional at PastorRick.com. That's PastorRick.com.
Every child grows up with big dreams, and they are wonderful and inspiring. Yet, somewhere along the way, we settle for something less than God's best for our lives. You may have given up on your dreams, but God hasn't given up on you, and He never will. He has big dreams for you. But God-sized dreams are too big to fulfill on our own, so we need to trust Him with everything we've got. That's why Pastor Rick created a very special 6-week video Bible study called Time to Dream, Open Doors to Your Future. This study is designed to help you dream God-sized dreams and walk through the doors of opportunity God has for you. It's perfect for your personal Bible study time, and it can also be used with your small group. When you give a gift to help Daily Hope share the certain hope of Jesus with people around the world, we'll send you Pastor Rick's Time to Dream DVD and Workbook Study Kit to say thanks. Get yours right now by calling 800-600-5004. That's 800-600-5004. Or go to PastorRick.com. That's Pastor Rick with two R's in the middle, .com.
Once again, here's Pastor Rick.
So what are the steps to recovering God's original dream for my life, even though I may have not even known about it until now? Well, there are six steps. I want you to write these down. Here's number one. The first step in recovering God's dream for my life is to honestly accept responsibility for my poor choices. That's where we start. I own up and say, I honestly accept the responsibility for all the dumb choices I've made in life. Nobody forced you to make the choices that you made. You chose to make them, and I've chosen to make. And the Bible says we've all stumbled in many ways. We've all made poor choices. Now, what this means when I don't accuse others and I don't excuse myself, which is what we typically do, we accuse and excuse. Since Adam and Eve, God's people and everybody has had this accusing, excusing. We excuse ourselves, well, and we accuse others. We blame others. You've heard me say many times, you spell blame, be lame. Every time you blame, you are being lame. So don't excuse it, accuse it. Now, there are many, many examples I could give in Scripture on why we make poor choices. Let me just give you one. It is the time when Peter betrayed Jesus Christ the night before he goes to the cross. And Jesus even predicted, said, Peter, you're going to deny me three times before tomorrow morning. And in Peter's night before Jesus goes to the cross betrayal, where he betrays Jesus three different times, he makes three really poor choices. But he does it for four very common reasons. So I want you to see these. They're all in Mark chapter 14, if you want to read about it. Mark chapter 14 is Jesus being betrayed by Peter. And there are four common causes. The first cause that causes us to make poor choices, write this down, is pride. Pride. Arrogance. Ego. Egotism. The Bible says that pride causes us to make dumb decisions. Now, we see this in the upper room. Jesus is in the upper room with his closest disciples, the original 12. They're taking the Lord's Supper together. Jesus says, at that moment, one of you is going to betray me. One guy pipes up saying, no way, that isn't going to happen. Who is it? It's Peter. And in Mark chapter 14, verse 29, Peter in the upper room says this, everybody else may stumble in their faith, but I won't. He's being set up by the devil right here. Okay. Big, big target on his back. Nobody else makes this boast of the 12 guys. But Peter, of all the guys, goes, Lord, all these losers over here, they may deny you. They may back out. They may wimp out on you. I know what you're about to go through. You're getting ready to be arrested and tortured and go to the cross. But no way am I going to back out. I die for you. He's setting himself up with pride. The Bible says, if any man thinks he's not going to fall, take heed, because he probably will. And the people who brag about their confidence the most are the ones who are going to most likely stumble. He says, everybody may stumble, but I won't. It's his pride. Proverbs 11, verse 2 on the screen says, pride leads to disgrace, but humility leads to wisdom. Anytime I start thinking I'm a hot shot, I'm dead in the water already. Anytime I start thinking I'm invincible, this can't happen to me, I'm already dead. Given the right situation, you and I are capable of any sin. Given the right situation. If you don't believe that, you're already in trouble. Because the Bible says the heart's deceitful. You lie to yourself, and I lie to myself more than we lie to anybody else. Pride causes us to make dumb decision. Have you ever made a dumb decision out of pride? Don't give me your illustration, but I know you could think of one, okay? Number two, second cause of poor decisions in life, fatigue. Fatigue. When you get tired, when you get worn out, when your resources are low, when you're stressed to the limit, when you're hanging on and you're about to go under, you're at the end of your rope, when you're fatigued, Vince Lombardi, the great coach, said, fatigue makes cowards of all of us. And it does. The more fatigued you are, the more fearful you will tend to become, and the more controlling you will tend to be. Now Jesus, before he is arrested, he goes to this place, his favorite place to pray is called the Garden of Gethsemane. And while he's there, he takes the 12 guys with him, and then he takes three of them, Peter, James, and John, goes, you guys come along with me. I just need you to be here with me while I pray. I don't need you to pray for me. I just need you to be with me, the ministry of presence, while I'm praying through what I'm going to face tomorrow, being crucified and tortured. So Jesus is there praying his heart out, and the three guys, Peter, James, and John, all fall asleep. And in Mark chapter 14, verse 37, Jesus wakes him up and goes, guys, could you not stay awake with me for just 1 hour? Just 1 hour. I'm just asking you, stay awake with me for 1 hour. What's happened? They're fatigued. When you get fatigued, you're going to make poor choices in your life. Never make a major decision when you're tired or depressed. Never make a major decision when you're tired or depressed, okay? Here's a third reason people make bad decisions: fear of disapproval. When you start worrying about what other people think, what will other people think if I make this decision? What will other people think if I stand up for God, if I represent Christ at my business site, at my job site, at my school? What will other people think? That's going to cause you to make a poor decision, the fear of disapproval. After Jesus is arrested that night, the Bible says this, Mark 14, verse 54, that Peter followed Jesus, how? At a distance. Circle that, at a distance. He's following Jesus at a distance. Anytime you follow Jesus at a distance, you're going to make dumb decisions. You got to get as close to God as you can. You got to get as close to Jesus as you can. Peter, who's been right by his side for 3.5 years, now he's scared to death and he's following Jesus. He's just following him from a distance. Are you doing that? Are you following Jesus from a distance? You go, oh yeah, I'm saved. I'm in the family of God. I'm a believer. I'm a Christian. But you're following God as a distance. You're going to make dumb decisions if you follow at a distance. Why do you follow at a distance? Why was Peter following? Because he's afraid, if I get too close to Jesus, they might crucify me too. They might torture me too. They might arrest me too. And he's concerned for his own safety. He's following at a distance because he's worried about what other people think. When you worry about what other people think, you're always going to make the wrong decision. All right? Here's the fourth reason we make poor decisions. Short-term pleasure. Short-term pleasure. You know, you're getting ready to go to bed at night, and you know, really, probably eating a banana split isn't the best thing for me. But it would be so good while I'm eating it. And so we go for short-term pleasure instead of long-term health. And this happens in 1,000 different ways. When people overspend on their credit card and they get deeper and deeper and deeper into debt. Why? They're doing short-term pleasure. I got to have it. I got to have it now. I got to have it now, even if I can't afford it. They're exchanging short-term pleasure for long-term pain. Now, here's what you need to understand in life. Put up with pain now, you'll have pleasure later on in life. Enjoy pleasure now, you're going to have pain later on in life to pay back for all the things you paid for. It's one or the other. If you put up with discipline and put up with some inconvenience now and you save your money, you'll have a lot more pleasure later on in life. But if you spend it all now, short-term pleasure, then you're going to have the pain there. You're going to have it one way or the other. You get to choose. Short-term pleasure. Mark 14, verse 54, it says, so then Peter sat down with the guards and warmed himself at the fire. I imagine they were making s'mores. Anybody got a hot dog stick? Well, let's roast some weenies and have a hot dog and make s'mores. This is fun. Jesus is being arrested and tortured, and what's he doing? He's sitting with the enemy around the campfire. Why? It's convenient. It's comfortable. Anytime I place comfort before character, I'm going to make poor decisions. Anytime I put short-term gain over long-term gain, I'm gonna make poor decisions. Now, those are four common causes. There are a lot more. But we all make poor choices out of pride, out of fatigue, out of fear of disapproval, and out of short-term pleasure. Now, here's an interesting point. these four things that caused Peter to make dumb decisions, Jesus wasn't surprised by any of them. In fact, Jesus told Peter in advance, this is what's going to happen. Jesus knew that Peter was going to betray him before Peter did, because he's God. And he even tells him, and he says, Peter, before the rooster crows three times tomorrow morning, you're going to deny me three times.
This is Pastor Rick's Daily Hope. We are so happy that you've chosen to study along with us today. Did you know you can start every day with hope and encouragement from Pastor Rick? Well, you can. When you sign up to receive his life-changing Bible teaching delivered directly to your inbox, just go to PastorRick.com and sign up for his free Daily Hope devotional. Don't miss out. Sign up right now at PastorRick.com. Rick will be right back to close out our time today, but first, every child grows up with big dreams, and they are wonderful and inspiring. Yet, somewhere along the way, we settle for something less than God's best for our lives. You may have given up on your dreams, but God hasn't given up on you, and He never will. He has big dreams for you. But God-sized dreams are too big to fulfill on your own, so we need to trust Him with everything we've got. That's why Pastor Rick created a very special 6-week video Bible study called Time to Dream, Open Doors to Your Future. This study is designed to help you dream God-sized dreams and walk through the doors of opportunity God has for you. It's perfect for your personal Bible study time, and it can also be used with your small group. When you give a gift to help Daily Hope share the certain hope of Jesus with people around the world, we'll send you Pastor Rick's Time to Dream DVD and Workbook Study Kit to say thanks. Get yours right now by calling 800-600-5004. That's 800-600-5004, or go to PastorRick.com. That's Pastor Rick with two R's in the middle, .com. And now here's Pastor Rick with a special announcement.
You know, here at Daily Hope, we use the internet and podcasts and email and as many other different channels as possible to share God's hope and love with as many people as we can. Now, one of the ways that we use is by broadcasting on radio stations, just like the one you're listening to right now. Now, you may not know this, but purchasing radio airtime is a significant expense for our ministry. But we want to bring this teaching to you, and we believe you are worth it. Now, in order to be good stewards of the gifts that God has given to us, we're only able to continue on the air on stations where listener supporters let us know that they're listening to the programs. That's why it's very important that you let us know the call letters and the city of your radio station when you give any kind of gift or support to Daily Hope. This is very important. Let us know your call letters and the name of the city that you're hearing this broadcast. Now, I realize that some of you can't afford to help us out financially. That's okay. We love you. We thank God for you. We want to minister and serve you. Everybody in the body of Christ has different gifts to share at different times in life. You can pray for us, and there will be others of you who can give generously so that God can continue to spread this message throughout the world. You need to know that Daily Hope is 100% funded by the daily gifts and offerings that you give with your generous support. You also need to know that I don't take any salary from Daily Hope. All of the gifts given to this broadcast go directly toward fulfilling our mission of reaching people with the certain hope that we can only find in Jesus. So I'm going to ask you to do something today. Will you pray for me? And will you pray for this Daily Hope ministry? Help us to reach every person in the world with the certain hope that only comes from believing and receiving Jesus Christ. You know, it's only by hearing the Word of God and by putting into practice that we discover and we fulfill the purposes God has for each of our lives. So I want to just say thank you. Thank you so much for your financial support that you're able to give whenever you're able to give it, and may God bless your generosity.
Be sure to join us next time when we look into God's Word for our daily hope. This program is sponsored by Pastor Rick's Daily Hope and your generous financial gifts.